Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of this edition on this Friday, January 24th, 2025. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Downstate Christine listener sent me a text message this morning. I don't know how many of you got it. Is the poll, the push poll that was sent out, Michigan public opinion poll, about whether or not you're a precinct delegate, if you plan on going to your county convention on January 30th, this coming Thursday at 7 p.m., if you're planning on attending the state convention down in Detroit, February 21st, 22nd, and today, who would you vote for, who would you support to being the chair, the next chair of the Michigan Republican Party? And they listed the four candidates: Michonne Maddock, Scott Greenlee, Joe Sella, and Jim Runstad. Then they said, who would be your second choice? After I put in Jim Runstad, because I've endorsed Jim and Bernadette, totally support them. Everything that they're doing to raise money already on display, running a very, I think, very good campaign. Who would be your second choice? And I put my second choice was Scott Greenlee. We had Scott on the show. You heard what he had to say. Definitely do not and will not support Joe Sella because he's got a great message. He's got a great video. But I don't know the guy. I know he brags about being an ambassador under Donald Trump during his first administration. I don't even know who the guy is. And as far as Michonne Maddock, well, I love you, Michonne, but you picked the wrong political consultant to run your campaign. Sorry, if you're in bed with him, I'm not interested in any way, shape, or form. So that's where I'm coming from. Jeff over in Oscoda, yep, he said, I got mine. And actually, I left the second choice open. Interesting. Because I'm sure this was probably put out by Michonne Maddock's consultant, possibly Joe Sella's. Because Jim Runstad, I asked him about these push polls that we're getting, and he said, Randy, I'm not wasting my money on that. That is not a good use of money. I'm pounding the pavement. I'm talking to the delegates. I'm coming on your show and coming on other shows, and absolutely not going to waste my time in any way, shape, or form. That kind of fiscal conservatism, being frugal with the money that he's raised from donors to do his campaign with, is the main reason why I'm supporting him to be the chair. You heard him on the show. If you didn't, text me Jim, and I'll send you the podcast so you can listen to the discussion and hear my personal endorsement of him. And then when I came back from the break in the last segment, I talked about why I wouldn't be supporting the other candidates. I was honest. I was straightforward. I tell it like it is. So again, if you'd like that interview podcast, it was on actually 2 weeks ago today, Friday, January 10th. And Jim came on the show, answered the questions well. I had thought about, prayed about, and said, these are the questions I think the people need to hear answers to. So again, if you like it, text me Jim, and I'll send it to you. Now, what's going on in this process? I know you guys that are precinct delegates, you understand it. But we do have some open seats. I've talked to a few county chairs in our listening area, and they definitely need some precinct delegates in certain areas of the counties. So here's what you need to do. You need to contact your local county Republican Party. You need to find out exactly where the county convention is going to be held this coming Thursday, January 30th, 7 p.m. You need to go to the convention, especially if you're not currently a precinct delegate. What you need to do is get there, sign in as a guest visitor. You won't be allowed to vote. They may even section you off away from the delegates. Watch the convention. Listen to the process. Every county chair has gotten an agenda from the state party as to how they are to run their county convention. Then a slate of candidates will be put forward, usually done by a nominating committee, members of the party that have worked in these elections, worked in conventions, actually knocked on doors, put up signs, had skin in the game. They make up the nominating committees. They choose other hardworking Republicans that have given of their time and energy to the party, and they put together a slate of delegates to represent your county. You go down to Detroit to participate in the state convention. State convention is going to be Friday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd. Now, Dare Rendon, the current chair of the first district, her and I have been talking, and going to be participating in the Friday night caucuses for the first district. I told her I'd absolutely help her out and do offer whatever I could do to help. So we'll be down there. Vicky actually will be a teller for the first district Friday night caucuses as the interim county clerk. Gary said she'd be very happy if Vicky would assist counting the ballots. And I talked to Vicky and she said, absolutely. So we'll be down there. And then Saturday is the state convention where the biggest race, the biggest thing we'll be doing is electing a new chair for the party. And that's on Saturday, February 22nd. What you can do this coming Thursday, January 30th, after you watch this process, after you see who gets to go to Detroit, you can then raise your hand, be acknowledged by the chair, and introduce yourself to the group and say, I'd like to be elevated to fill any vacancies for precinct delegate in my area. Okay, sir, what township do you live in? Well, I live in Torch Lake. Antrim County? Okay, he goes to the apportionment report. How many delegates are we allowed in Torch Lake? We're allowed 5. Oh, I see we only have 4. So, yes, I can elevate you if the group decides to. Somebody make a motion for this gentleman to be elevated to precinct delegate. Support. All in favor, say aye. Bam. You're a precinct delegate. You didn't run in August. You weren't on the ballot. You didn't get elected by your fellow citizens. You get elevated to filling that responsibility for the next 2-year period. So future county conventions, you will be voting. Maybe you'll even be in a situation where you could end up going to a state convention in the future. Be part of representing your county. So again, if you haven't ever done this before, you need to understand what a precinct delegate is. It's a volunteer position of your time to go to county conventions when you're called to do so. It is the lowest elected office that people hold in the state of Michigan. You are technically an elected official if you're a precinct delegate. You don't get paid. It's completely volunteer. Your only commitment obligation is you must go to county conventions when you get notice of it. Most of the county chairs now are using emails to send out the call to conventions. They also might mail you a letter, snail mail you a letter at your home. But that's it. Participate in the process. Listen to who is speaking, who wants to go represent your county, and then vote. And again, it's a great way for you to understand the process of county representation. 83 counties will then go down to Detroit and attend the state convention. As a matter of fact, you can ask the chair if he could put you on the list to go to the state convention as a visitor, as a guest. Now, you will be definitely sectioned off from the voting delegates and alternates down at the state convention, but you get to see the entire state together. All of the delegates from all 83 counties showing up to vote for the next chair of the party. And you can watch, witness that process, and then maybe decide if you want to go to future state conventions for your county. So again, that's coming up this Thursday, January 30th, 7 p.m. Find out from your county chair where the convention is going to be, or maybe you know a precinct delegate, somebody active in the party. Ask them where it's going to be. Make sure you go this coming Thursday. I just got a text message. If I attend the meeting, the convention, Randy, am I allowed to vote? No. Unless you're a precinct delegate, you don't get to vote. So greatly appreciate it. One of the things you have to understand is the process. The process is where it all begins. It's a way for you to learn and to be recognized in the county, become a paid member, go and volunteer to serve at some of their events. For example, our Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's going to be the fourth Saturday in August in Central Lake, 12 noon. The gates will open this year again. You can go and volunteer and be part of it. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Officer Rick, longtime involved Republican down in Livingston County, he said he plans on going to the county convention but not going to the state convention. And he said he never answers those polls. He doesn't want anybody to know who he's supporting and just plays with their heads. So that's fine. I respect that. I just answer the polls because I want people that are working for these candidates to earn their money. If that poll was sent out by Michonne Maddock and they're seeing that she's not being supported by a majority of the precinct delegates, well, then they'll increase their activities and see if they can get her across the finish line. That's what consultants do. That's what they're supposed to do. So I answer them. I have no problem telling them the truth. I definitely don't lie on them. I don't ever put down another candidate that I'm not going to support in any way, shape, or form. I tell them who I'm going to vote for. Who would my second choice be? Absolutely. Let the consultants get the information and work to get their candidate across the finish line. If they fail, well, maybe you picked the wrong consultant. We definitely need to clean out this political consulting class in the Michigan Republican Party, in my opinion. I know it's a profession. I know there's lots of money to be made by doing it. We used a consultant for Vicky's Antrim County race. Many of you who ran used the same firm. I recommended to using these guys. We used them numerous times throughout the primary, as well as the general election against the write-in campaign by Cheryl Guy. We spent a lot of money with them. But it paid off and Vicky won, and that's how the game is played. Very, very, very simple. So, last couple of text messages here to get to real quick. Randy, is there any charge for being a precinct delegate? No. You don't have to pay anything. You're volunteering your time. You're committing your time and resources to the party. It's volunteer, but it doesn't cost anything. Another text message. How long do the county conventions usually last? Well, it depends on what county you're in. Downstate Kim, part of Oakland County. Those conventions go on and on and on forever. smaller local counties like Antrim and Sheboygan and Presque Isle, Mackinac, Chippewa, most of our listening area, small county, everybody knows everybody. There's a slate of candidates that they nominate from the nominating committee. The slate is put up. All in favor say aye. That's it. Those are the voting delegates. Now let's do alternates. Here's the slate. Here's their numbering of the order they rank in as alternates. All in favor say aye. The ayes have it. We're done. As a matter of fact, one contentious year when I was chair of the Antrim County Republican Party from 2012 through 2018, we came up with a slate for the nominating committee. We wouldn't allow other slates to be offered. We'll vote on this one first. If it doesn't pass, then we'll consider opening it up to the floor for another slate or maybe taking names from the floor. Our county convention was roughly about 2 minutes. It took longer for me to appoint a secretary, a parliamentarian, a sergeant at arms, and the tellers, and then swear them in. It took me longer to do that than the actual business of the county convention. Probably 10 minutes total, and we were out of there. Just depends on your county, depends on how big it is. I forget how many delegates are in Oakland County. Kim, if you're listening, text me that number, but it's like ridiculous. We have 50, 60 here in Antrim County that showed up at our county conventions. We send 8 people to vote, 8 alternates to be there as backups to the state convention. I think Oakland County is like 650, 700, 800 people. It's ridiculous. And again, I think they even use tabulating machines to count the votes. That's how big they are. We do ours by simply raising our hands. Everybody in the room sees the hands go up. They know basically this is who the majority of the people are going with. I want to be with the majority. Then they raise their hand. You want to protest? Don't put up your hand. Tellers count the raised hands. It's over. We're moving on. So that's how it works. And again, reach out to your county party chair or somebody you know that's in the county party and find out where the convention's going to be this coming Thursday, January 30th at 7 p.m. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves.